A five-star hotel in Kolkata is unrolling its monsoon favorites platter. Pyaji or onion fritters, tiger prawns covered in breadcrumbs and fried to a crisp. It's basically nostalgia, just deep fried. It all sounds perfect alongside cups of hot tea while the rain pours down outside. Except, there is no rain. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. This has been one of the driest monsoons the city has seen in ages. It darkens, thunders, and then peters off in a drizzle. The umbrellas are out all over the city, but as a shade against the relentless sun, not the rain. By the third week of July, the monsoon deficit had hit 65%. The plants are wilting. While North Bengal deals with flooding, South Bengal, the rice belt where Kolkata is facing a possible drought. But in our luxury hotels and trendy boutiques and glossy tabloids, it's monsoon as usual. Film actresses are modeling for monsoon collections, so we all know how to ace the monsoon in pop colors, fuchsia, greens and yellow, for those who are interested. Swanky bars are offering monsoon cocktails and hosting monsoon bashes. The alliterations are raining down. Monsoon madness, monsoon magic, monsoon moods. In reality, it's all monsoon make-believe. And to be honest, it feels slightly obscene. It feels like life in a consumer bubble that blithely ignores the uncomfortable truth all around. Once we took monsoons for granted. There would be good monsoons and bad monsoons. But our urban concerns were more pedestrian. These were the months when wet clothes were draped all over the house. Street dogs would huddle under awnings and shop fronts, scrounging for scraps of shelter amidst people caught without umbrellas. The streets would flood and shirtless boys in raggedy shorts would make a quick buck pushing stalled cars or play football in the rain. Pilgrims walked the street, barefoot, going to pour water over the image of Lord Shiva in a distant temple. As children, we tore pages out of old exercise books and turned them into paper boats, the royal blue ink of arithmetic lessons past dissolving in the murky water as the boats bobbed along, dodging floating leaves and marigold garlands. At night, as the rain drummed on tin roofs, school children went to sleep, hoping against hope that next day would be a rainy day holiday. All of that had once felt timeless. Of course it was not. The paper boats have long vanished, replaced by plastic bags clogging drains. Rainy day holidays are more scarce in Kolkata. Thankfully the drainage is better. Songs used to rhapsodize about the romance of the rains. But in the city itself, rains felt like a hindrance, a tangled mass of traffic snarls, fallen trees, open manholes, and waterborne diseases. As commuters waded home with plastic bags held over their heads, being splashed by passing cars, no one was humming monsoon songs. Only the frogs were ecstatic. Now even the rains are not there, and the monsoon sale signs and monsoon platter ads stick out like sore thumbs. We live in an age of freaky weather shifts, not merely one missing monsoon. It's not just faraway ice caps that are melting. A friend traveling by train posted on Facebook, "It's 40 degrees, but there are twice as many passengers as seats on this train and the air conditioning has broken. The stench of human sweat in here is fruity. I have a cheese that's spoiled in my bag, but dare not confess it's mine." She's not traveling through the Indian heartland in some three-tier general compartment. She's on a train to Berlin, where it was hotter this summer than in Kolkata. Some of it is about climate change, some of it is not. But one thing is for sure, freakish weather is the new normal. The local Met Office faithfully promises chance of thunderstorm, but that never happens. And yet, the public relations machinery that sells the romance of monsoons beats on, boats against the current. What's next? A rain machine to create the illusion of a proper Kolkata monsoon while we sit in a glass-paned dining room of a fancy hotel with the monsoon munchies platter while the rice plant dies in the fields. Is it monsoon o'clock? Asks the writer friend half-jokingly every other day, anxious to experience a Kolkata monsoon in its full splendor. Not yet, I reply. Not yet. Now it's August, and with just dribbles of rain, I fear the clock itself is running out. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.